You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. You're tuning in to another segment of Friday Features, and this episode is kindly sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an artist, producer, singer, you work in music, DistroKid is the distributor that you're looking for to get your music on the top streaming platforms like Spotify and Apple Music. They'll even help you reach a larger audience with tools like the Hyperfollow tool. The best part is you get to keep all of your revenue and earnings from streaming. That's right. They'll get your music on all of the streaming platforms, and then whatever money you make from streaming, you get to keep. All you have to do is pay your annual membership fee, which is completely affordable, and you can use my discount code, distrokid.com/VIP/alwaysalessandra, for 7% off your first year's membership. That link is in the description of this episode, as well as on my link tree, which is all over social media. Now back to today's segment. We have an amazing guest joining us, Caroline Romano. She's opening up about her brand new single Panic Attack and upcoming debut album Oddities and Prodigies. This is an exclusive segment of Friday Features.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
Hey, Caroline, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going with you? I'm good. Just chilling in my house with my cat. It's a very interesting night, so not much.
Oh, we love that. I was chilling with my dog. What type of cat do you have?
I honestly have no idea what kind of cat he is. He's my little demon, basically. He's all black and he has like yellow eyes and he just terrorizes me, but I love him.
We kind of have to thank our animals right now because it seems like they're the only ones that people aren't afraid of with all this COVID crap going on.
Oh, yeah.
So how's everything been going with you? Because I know you're so busy. You have so much going on. Has COVID made a huge impact on you and kind of recording and all of that? Or are you able to kind of push through it?
The music industry has been navigating this thing kind of weirdly. It's affected like really heavily, obviously, live shows, which is something really important to me. It's my biggest and favorite way to build a fan base as someone who I'm not very good at social media, or I guess I just don't like it that much. I really love to connect with people live. But recording, thankfully, because everything is just computers now, basically, and everyone in Nashville plays instruments, including myself. It's been easy to record stuff, but getting to go out and let people hear it has been the hard part.
I know, and I hear that every single day, pretty much, and every week. And I feel so bad because like, we don't even know when it's going to be back to normal again. And I know that they've recently announced the whole Coachella lineup. And honestly, I'm not even convinced that's definitely happening because every time I turn around, they're like, canceled, postponed, like Grammys, postponed. Now it's like, will they happen in April? I don't know. And every artist is like, dude, I just want to get back on the stage. I've done enough with the social media. I don't want to do the live streams anymore. I get it. I'm a music fan myself, and there's nothing better than going to a concert. So we're all on the same page here. The only problem is we all want it so bad. We can't want it any more than we do right now. And it just seems like we're still kind of struggling to get there.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like, honestly, though, if Coachella ends up happening and like everything goes smoothly, I feel like it'll kind of be like the golden ticket for all other venues and like large scale festivals to kind of say, okay, we can do this. Like, if Coachella can pull it off, and even I'm sure you heard about When We Were Young Festival.
That big hell yes, I'm so excited.
I mean, if that goes off well, I mean, there's no excuses for anyone else. I feel like we have to be able to rock on with stuff. We'll see, though.
You're so right. You're so right. So for my and everyone else's sake, and especially your guys' sake as artists, I hope it does go really well because I'm so sick of this whole, like, let's watch a live stream or like, oh my God, this virtual event.
Oh, yeah. One more concert so bad. In my living room. It's like the ultimate depression concert ever. Like, it's just too much.
That's what I literally just said. I was chatting with another artist and I was like, it's so depressing. Like, we're in the dark. We're watching it. We're like, oh, like let's make cocktails. Like, no, guys, this is weird.
It's weird.
It's strange. It's sad.
It's not. And I think we don't need to necessarily like accept it. You know, we have to realize this is not a normal time in life and that we have to keep hoping for things, that things will get back to normal. I definitely don't want society to get to a point where like, oh, we like, you know, staying home and watching concerts online. We like doing everything online. I definitely don't want that to happen. And thankfully, I think that people aren't going to let that happen either.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'm not doing that. Like, this can't be my reality.
This is my threat to COVID. Like, literally, I'm coming after you if you cannot just get it together for us. I don't know.
Disappear. Find a way to disappear.
Yeah, this is your last chance. Okay?
You have 6 weeks. I love it. I know even with this pandemic, you've been able to kind of pull off so much, whereas like a lot of people are like, oh, I'm just kind of waiting or like seeing where it's at. And I know you're not. So your next single, Panic Attack, is out. Tell me a little bit about Panic Attack and the inspiration behind that track. And will that kind of give a preview to your debut album coming out in late February?
Yeah. So Panic Attack is definitely very left field from other stuff I've released in the past. This year I've put out a lot of, you know, heavy rock kind of upbeat tracks, but Panic Attack is very simple. It's got like violin and a little bit of electric guitar, and it's like the slowest tempo ever. Because I wrote it literally as I was having probably the worst panic attack of my life. I realized this year that for someone who I've struggled with my mental health my whole life, depression, anxiety, panic attacks, you name it, you know, and I realized that I hadn't put that into words through my music yet. And I was like kind of mad at myself. I was like, how is something so important to me? How have I not spoken about this yet? So I had a panic attack one day at this park I really love in Nashville. And I just like gotten off the phone with my mom and I was crying and I didn't know like how I was going to get to tomorrow really. And I just heard this little melody and it was really like a lullaby. It was not, the song itself doesn't feel like a panic attack. It's kind of the antithesis of that. And so I wrote it down right then and there. And I feel like it's kind of, from my point of view, an outside perspective of what it's like to have a panic attack, because nothing's necessarily going on around you in your environment, but inside it's like completely the world is ending. So I do think it definitely gives a glimpse into what this album is going to be. It's basically Oddities and Prodigies is the name of the album. And it's basically the story of like what I find youth to be, what I'm figuring out about life. And my point of view is kind of that oddities and prodigies go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. And depression and anxiety attacks and worrying about the future and loneliness really are big themes in that album. So I think Panic Attack as a single kind of does set it up for this is the beginning, but the end hopefully will be a little more hopeful.
I like that. And I like the whole mental health tackling that you're kind of going for there, because I feel like it's kind of weird that just recently artists and singers, songwriters, everyone is finally like, this is okay to talk about and we should, you know, bring this into the mainstream music industry. Mm-hmm. Because people were singing about it years and years ago, but it wasn't as like mainstream and people weren't as open as they are right now. And it is so important to talk about. So a lot of people, instead of running away from it, I find that now they're like, dude, I'm singing about it because everyone's kind of going through it, whether it's, you know, a little bit or it's completely taking over their life. It's in some aspect, we're all dealing with some mental health thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I find that it's awesome that artists right now are kind of, you know, prioritizing that and not just singing about like heartbreak or like getting drunk and everything like that. So, I mean, listen, those songs are great, but like we kind of need to talk about everything in the world.
Yeah.
Where you like, I feel like this is the perfect time to kind of open up about that on my debut album.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the whole thing with this album is I'm kind of just saying this is who I am. You know, I don't expect people to listen to my music if they don't know a little bit about me first. And all my favorite artists release things that are so like utterly personal that I don't know how they physically were able to do that. I mean, songs about like mental health and depression are what got me through middle school. Like I would go in the bathroom stall and listen to it during break. And I kind of wanted to do that myself for other people out there, because I don't think I would have gotten to this point in my life had I not had that kind of music there for me. And I know that someone else out there has to feel a specific way when they have panic attacks in a way similar that I do. And my hope is that even like just that one person, that one kid at school, like can hear this and feel like they're a little bit more understood. I felt somewhat of a responsibility to do that, because if I'm not saying these things that I find so important with my art, I don't know why I'd be doing it.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I think that's awesome. It's always so cool and just, you know, inspiring to hear that people are singing and talking about, you know, through their music, these subjects that actually matter for kids that look to music to escape or whatever the case. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so important. So I'd love to hear that. I know you said with Panic Attack that it's a lot different than kind of like the rock stuff you've put out. A big fan favorite from last year was Ireland in 2009, kind of garnered such a positive response and people love that song. So tell me a little bit about that track, and will there be any songs on, you know, your debut album that will remind listeners of that? And yeah, how did you feel about the response? Because I feel like so many people are like in love with that song.
Ireland in 2009 is definitely like one of my favorite songs I've written, in the fact that I've loved seeing people's reaction to this, because it was such an odd topic for me to write about. I mean, it's about this indie film from 2009 that I watched that got like one star on IMDb. And no one ever knows what it is. It's Cherry Bomb, by the way, listeners. If you've ever seen it, it's got Rupert Grint and Robert Sheehan in it. It's great. I think that there are definitely other songs on this new album that are reminiscent of Ireland of 2009, because they all kind of intertwine. I'm very into kind of conceptual albums that tell a cohesive story from start to finish. And I think for me, this album is kind of me and my youth and all the different versions of myself I've tried to be or have been, not by choice, like having a panic attack, not by choice, but I've definitely dreamt of being that character in Ireland in 2009. And I kind of want to take people on that journey with me of how my head works. So there's like a few, it's not all sad. I promise the whole album is not all sad. There's definitely some happy stuff on there. But Ireland was really special to me because it was such a surprise. I didn't think that people would connect with it in the way they did, but people just got the story. I'm a big fan for like that 2013-14 like Tumblr British grunge type of love, not the pretty stuff. And that was what that song was for me. And I loved seeing kind of all those other people who are fans of that vibe come out of the woodwork.
Exactly. Yes. I know it's so crazy because you'll bring up that whole vibe. Like, y'all remember Tumblr back in the day? And people are like, what the hell are you talking about? And I'm like, the girls who get it, you know?
Yeah, the girls who get it, and the ones who don't. And so yeah. This song is not for you. That's all I'm saying.
Simply put, yes. Like, exactly. No, that's exactly what I was thinking. And honestly, I'm so done with critics. Like, I need to check out that movie. I'm done reading reviews. All I have to say is these critics, I feel like whatever they say, it's the opposite.
I say that this movie is like necessarily well written. I can't say that it's the best movie of all time. But what that film like evokes in me, I don't know what it is. It just gives me every 2014 Tumblr vibe. It makes me like want to move to Ireland and pretend to smoke cigarettes. Like, it's what I want to do. I see that film. So, yeah.
Listen, I'm here for it. If there's a vibe, if there is something there, I'm with it. But if there is nothing going on, I got to drop it. So,
yeah.
Christ. So, you know what? I'm watching the movie, and I think everyone should watch it, especially if you like the song, because now, you know, you'll get a little visual, and it's a cool backstory. So, why not?
There you go.
I know you released the lead single off of the debut album, Oddities and Prodigies. That song, it's about like 2 minutes long, which I really love, like between 2 to 3 minutes. Yeah, it's just kind of like that's where it's at. And so when I saw that, I was like, all right, this is going to be good. So love it. And tell me a little bit about that track itself and kind of, you know, why you led with that. I know why you named the album what you named it, but why did you lead with this song other than obviously its title and another track that has gotten such a great response from listeners already?
Yeah, I decided to lead with that track just because, I mean, when I wrote it, and it's 2 minutes long on purpose, really, because it's supposed to be like the intro. It's supposed to be like the, you know, the prequel type of situation. If you're watching a movie, it's the opening scene, and it's supposed to get you excited about what's to come and also kind of give you a synopsis of everything that's about to happen without revealing too much. And I think it does that. I mean, it automatically lets you know off the bat that like, I don't like for my life to be easy. I kind of make things hard on myself. I feel like an oddity most of the time in life, and I feel like I'm not someone who's really found a place to fit in the world yet. And I think that's why I released it first, is because I was just like, I don't want people to go into this album cold. I want them to have some glimmer of excitement about it, some curiosity, and I hope that that song does that.
For sure. It's like the ultimate preview, and I love that. I love listening to an album in order, especially the first time. So when the album is out, to just kind of be like, okay, this is it. Like you said, little intro, and then like there's the bulk of the movie, and then the little outro maybe. And
oh, yeah,
there
it
is.
There's an outro.
Aha, I knew it.
Yes.
So that's amazing. I feel like everything's connecting back to a movie here. So, okay, so if this album was a movie to you, what would it be? Like what movie does this album fit into? Or like, I don't know if there's multiple movies that you're like,
yeah,
oh, this works.
No, this is like a really amazing question. And I'm thinking about it for a second because
take your time.
So I feel like the first half of it is the TV show Skins, kind of. Do you remember that show?
I don't. I feel so bad.
Oh my God.
I know like almost every show, but I'm like,
it's,
I don't know what this is.
It's a UK show. You have to watch it. It was like all over Tumblr. I cannot believe this. I'm kidding.
Oh my God. How did I miss this? That was like my life, Tumblr,
yeah,
back in the day.
Hey, let me try to think of another movie though, because I want to do movies. Moonwalkers. What's that other film? I don't know. This is hard. No, I have no idea. I'm gonna have to think about this and like get back to you on it, because this is genuinely like something I'm gonna have to figure out. No, wait. Never mind. I don't know. I don't have anything.
No, I feel like you did. Did you just like?
But I can't say. I have no idea.
Oh, you don't know. Now you lost it. Okay.
That is the greatest question I've ever been asked, though. So I mean, props to you for that. That was really good.
Amazing. I just thought of that on the spot. Wow. I'll take that. Yeah. I don't know. I think of really crazy questions, and then. And it sucks because people are like, I don't even know if there's an answer for this. And I'm like, well, at least you'll think about it. Hopefully.
I'm going to think about this. I'm going to email you. Like, I swear to God, like I have to like close this chapter. Like I have to figure out what happened.
You're like, I need to think of every movie I've ever seen. Literally. And we're going to let you think about it, because I'm not going to throw them out there.
Have you seen Inside by Bo Burnham?
Yes.
It's not like as musical vibes as that, but it is definitely that theme that he's like wrestling with. He is the source of all his problems, and he's kind of putting in a humorous light. I do that a lot in this album, and I did like draw a lot of inspiration from him from that. So I will say that's kind of a movie.
Okay, we'll take that for now, and then we'll be like, we'll keep thinking. We'll see what happens in the next few days, or until this comes out. I'm intrigued now.
Thank you.
Okay, so you mentioned Bo. Let's talk about collaborators. Can fans expect to hear any collaborations on this album? I wouldn't be surprised if you said no, because I know a lot of debut albums just focus on, you know, the artist itself. And either way, like, who do you want to work with in the future or collaborate with in any space, like, you know, duet, songwriting, producing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so on the original release of the album, there are no features or collabs, but I can't not say that there won't be some re-releases of those songs with some collabs. So stay tuned. Hopefully those will get to come out. And I'd say like all-time like biggest goals for collaborating. I am a huge fan of Youngblood, Noah Kahan, Taylor Swift, Phoebe Bridgers. I mean, Conan Gray is up there. There's so many artists I would love to collaborate with, but those are, and 5 Seconds of Summer. Oh my God. Like I love 5 Seconds of Summer. So they're up there too.
Talk about a 2014.
Right.
Rewind.
I need to move on. I need to grow up.
I can't. I, for one, cannot move on, and I should be able to, but I'm still like, they're still popping up on my For You page. People are like, this time, 5 Seconds of Summer. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm in public. Oh my God.
I know. I'm like, you can't know this about me. Like,
yeah. I'm like, what? I haven't listened to them in years. Meanwhile, like last Spotify played, I'm like, okay, delete. So
yeah.
No, I totally feel you. That's a good list. That's a solid list. Young Blood, wow, an icon. He's just killing it right now. Everybody in that space is doing so well. The whole like pop punk rock thing is coming back. I'm here for it. So I support that answer 100%. And the damn festival that hopefully won't get canceled.
I hope not. People are also worried though that it's going to even be able to take place within 12 hours. It's like from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. and they've got all those bands going on three stages. People are like,
how are we going to decide where to go? And also,
I don't know.
Like, I would like to be there, but I also don't want to plan that far ahead.
Me neither.
The hell knows where I'm going to be at that point, but I'm like, I need tickets. So they're going to have a problem.
Like, will I try to buy tickets? Absolutely yes. But 100%. Will I probably get them? 100% no. So
no, there's going to be a big issue, but we'll figure that out. On top of what else fans can expect, I know that you have, you know, the single that just came out. Now the album is finally coming out and everyone's so excited for that end of February. So that's all exciting. Can they expect anything else coming from you soon? Music videos, performances, anything else that you can tease?
Oh yeah, there's definitely a lot of visuals that go with the song. I mean, like we've already discussed that I'm kind of trying to make this like a little movie in a way. I don't know why, but I really, visuals for me are a huge part of an album if you're going to do a conceptual album. And so I there are definitely some music videos coming out. I just wrapped one actually earlier this week. And I'm really excited about them. They're pretty different. They're different videos than I've ever done, and I really hope people will like them. They're kind of odd, but on purpose. And then like shows, like I'm trying to go on tour this year, like open for somebody, trying to make that happen. I can't confirm like if anything's going to actually pull through because no one even knows if they're going to get to go on tour. But that's the goal. I mean, like, I'm trying to get out there because I want to see you guys.
Well, that's all very exciting and promising because it sounds like if the world gets their shit together, you'll be there.
Yeah.
That's all people can ask for.
Yeah.
What else is there to ask for at this point? Like, as long as someone's like, hey, everything's good, I'm down, that's the best we're going to get. So
yeah,
we'll take it. We'll take it for now. So that's all super exciting. Oddities and Prodigies. You're going to kick yourself when you do press for this and you're going to have to say it like 20 times and be like, oh my God, I can't say it anymore.
I already somewhat regret me at that. I'm already like, okay.
No, it's awesome though. It's such a good name. It's going to be like, like say it 10 times straight. You know, it's like,
well, I'm just calling it Oddities at this point, 100%. It's just Oddities now.
There you go. Yeah. Sold. We love that.
Yeah.
Because I'm suffering, but also that could just be a me problem, which often happens a lot.
I've been there several times this week.
Project coming out end of February. Everyone can look forward to that. The single Panic Attack already out. So go stream that. And I can't wait to hear the full album and hopefully those collaborations that'll pop up afterward, because that's all very exciting. We love a good remix here.
Yes.
So we're so excited for that. And thank you so much for coming on That's the Tea with Alessandra G. This was so fun. And I love the music so far. And I can't wait to hear, you know, what's next and the album itself. I know it's going to be awesome.
No, thank you for listening. It's been great. Great being here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for tuning into another segment of That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Huge thank you and shout out to Caroline Romano for joining us to chat about all of the new music she has coming up. Go stream Panic Attack. It is out now and you guys are going to absolutely love it. And that's it. That's all I have for today. Remember, stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.
Had another breakdown in the middle of town. Drove out to the park I like. Didn't know what it's about, but I heard a pretty sound like a violin in the night. And the curtains opened up, I could hear applause erupt. All the people watching me on stage. But the world falling down and my face to the crowd. Oh, I think I'm gonna be okay.